Thank you very much for giving me the floor again. I have a proposal concerning the current the small paragraph A and small paragraph B of the possible considerations. So I have already submitted my proposal in written to the secretary and the translator, and but just I would like to read out what the our proposal. So the proposal currently the point A states, I quote, not to develop, produce, acquire, deploy, or use fully autonomous weapons systems. So instead of that, I would like to propose to read this sentence, I quote, to use weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems in accordance with applicable international law, in particular international humanitarian law and its requirements and principles, including inter alia, distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, unquote. So I would like to explain the rationale behind this. Actually, this sentence is based upon the para 17 small a of the GGE report of year 2019. Having listened carefully to the today's and the past discussions on this so-called the two-tier approaches, we appreciate these two-tier approaches to be presented to this group, which actually contribute a lot to stimulate our thinkings and to clarify our idea on this matter. Instead, while we are appreciating the value of that proposal, we consider we have witnessed deep concerns, and also some delegations have difficulties to go along with that approach. And also during the course of this morning's discussion, I have observed several delegations has pointed out to decouple these two parts, namely the characterizations and possible considerations. So in order to accommodate these concerns or the idea of decoupling these two these two part of these documents, I would like to propose to simply state what I have just read in order to avoid to link the prohibitions or the restrictions to some categories outlined in the other part of this paper. And also I would like to in the same vein to make small changes on point B, which currently states, I quote, not to use any type of autonomous weapon system if it is of a nature to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, unquote. Here also these sentences depends upon definition. Now it is called the characterizations, but it serves as definition of the autonomous weapon system, which is determined in the paragraph of the characterizations. So in order to avoid to link these definitions or characterization with the prohibitions or the restrictions, I would like to put it in more general terms It would be appropriate to put that part in more general terms. So I would like to propose to read the first part of this sentence as follows. Not to use any type of weapon system based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. If it is of a nature to cause superfluous injury, the rest is the same. So in this, in order to decouple these the definitions and the part of the prohibitions or restrictions, I would like to propose make this proposal on these two points. Thank you very much.